Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into Jumbo. And wow, you've given us a lot to work with here. We've got their website, a presentation all about alumni associations, and even a quote from Bank of America's VP of Tech, Bernard Sloan.
It is quite the collection, isn't it? And that quote from Sloan, it's pretty striking. He's attributing a 124% increase in customer retention and loyalty to using Jumbo. Really makes you wonder what they're doing differently, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So let's just start with the basics. What exactly is Jumbo?
Well, at its core, Jumbo is a platform for building private and secure digital communities. You can almost think of it like a custom-built social network, but with a really strong focus on privacy. Data protection is like a key selling point for them.
Okay, so not just another Facebook or LinkedIn then. And they really seem to play up how easy it is to use.
Exactly. They want the whole process of building and managing these communities to be as simple as possible. And it seems like they've really hit a home run with alumni associations. This presentation says they've already got over 120 alumni associations on the platform. And get this, over 500,000 users spread across five continents.
Wow, so they really have a global reach, huh? But why are alumni associations specifically so attracted to Jumbo? I mean, there are tons of other platforms out there, right?
Well, you have to remember the unique dynamics of alumni relations. It's different, you know? There's already that emotional connection to your alma mater, that shared experience. And Jumbo really seems to tap into that. It gives them a dedicated space to interact and re-engage, not just with the institution, but with each other too.
So it's like capturing that school spirit, but in a digital space.
Precisely. But it's not all just, warm and fuzzy feelings. Jumbo solves real problems for both alumni and the institutions themselves. They highlighted that 64.1% of alumni feel out of touch with what's happening at their institutions. Jumbo gives them that direct connection back.
You know, that statistic makes a lot of sense to me. I've definitely felt disconnected after graduating.
It's a pretty common experience.
Yeah.
And that's where Jumbo's emphasis on bringing everyone together is so key. They're not just creating another platform to add to the pile. They're pulling alumni from all these different online spaces, Facebook groups, LinkedIn, all of them, and putting them into one central hub.
And I'm guessing that's where all these features they talk about come in. What are they actually offering to make this happen?
Well, one of their big things is this concept of micro communities. They're like smaller groups within the larger alumni network. So you could have one for your graduating class, another for your specific degree, even one for alumni in your region, you know?
Ah, so it's like having those smaller alumni groups, but all together under one roof.
Exactly. Then they add things like analytics and this index scoring to help track engagement. You can even see who the most active members are.
Haha, it's like a popularity contest, but for being involved with your alma mater.
Yeah, something like that. But they offer so much more than connecting and chatting. There's fundraising features, even a marketplace. And they really push this whole gamification thing with leaderboards.
It sounds like they've thought of everything.
And that emphasis on gamification is interesting. They mentioned that 69% of alumni are more likely to participate if they're given opportunities for recognition. So Jumbo leans into that hard. Points, badges, rewards, the whole nine yards. They're appealing to that competitive spirit we all have. And let's be real, who doesn't love getting a badge?
So they've turned alumni engagement into a game.
In a way, yeah, but it's a game that has a real purpose. It incentivizes people to do things that benefit both them and the institution, like attending events, mentoring students, sharing job opportunities, donating to fundraisers, that sort of thing.
It really does sound like they've thought this through.
They have. And to make it even more engaging, they also offer a custom-branded mobile app.
Right, I was wondering about that. What's so special about the app?
Well, it's available for both Android and iOS, and it basically brings the whole Jumbo experience right to your phone. You can register for events, connect with other alumni, browse job postings, and even get instant updates with push notifications.
So it's like a little piece of your alumni community that you can take with you wherever you go.
Exactly. They've put a lot of effort into making the app user-friendly and engaging. Even the gamification stuff is there, so you can track your progress, earn rewards, and compete with other alumni right from your phone.
Sounds like they've covered all the bases.
It really seems like it. What's impressive is how they managed to pack all these features in without making it feel clunky or complicated. They clearly prioritize user experience.
So besides all these core features, what really sets Jumbo apart? What makes them unique?
Well, we already touched on their commitment to privacy and security, which is huge in today's world. They're very clear about not selling user data and ensuring that everything shared within the platform is protected.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for alumni who might be hesitant to share personal information on a more public platform.
Exactly. The other big thing is their focus on exclusivity. Jumbo is for alumni, period. It's like creating this private club where everyone has shared experiences and a common bond.
And going back to that Bank of America quote, maybe this focus on privacy and exclusivity is why they're seeing such a big increase in customer retention and loyalty. It's like they're giving their alumni the VIP treatment, making them feel valued.
And that sense of belonging can be really powerful. It's something that a lot of people are searching for, especially online. But what I find most fascinating is how Jumbo goes beyond traditional networking. They really encourage engagement across all sorts of interests and activities.
Okay, now that's interesting. Tell me more about that.
So think about all the different ways people might want to connect with their alma mater and fellow alumni. It's not just about careers or reunions, right? Jumbo allows them to engage around shared values and interests, things like advocacy, clubs, innovation sharing, all sorts of stuff.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. Tell me more.
So, as we were saying, Jumbo is all about these diverse engagement opportunities. It's almost like they're redefining what an online community can be.
Yeah, I totally see that. It's not just posting updates or joining random groups, right? It's about actually doing things together and connecting on different levels.
Exactly. And those micro communities we talked about, they're a big part of that.
Right, those smaller groups based on your graduation year or major, things like that.
Yeah.
But how do they actually make engagement more meaningful?
Well, imagine you're in a massive online forum. It's easy for your voice to get lost, right? But in a smaller group, your contributions have more impact. You're more likely to find people who share your interests and goals.
So it's creating that sense of belonging and purpose, but within these smaller groups.
Exactly. And that's where gamification comes in. They give out points, badges, even just recognition for participating in these micro communities. Like they're tapping into our natural desire to contribute and be recognized.
Like turning community involvement into a game, but with real benefits.
Exactly. And it's not just individual benefits either. All this activity in the micro communities actually helps the alumni associations achieve their goals,
Ah.
whether it's fundraising, mentorship, career support, you name it.
So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And remember that statistic from Bank of America, 124% increase in customer retention and loyalty. I bet these micro communities and the whole gamification thing played a huge role in that. People stick around when they feel valued and like they're part of something better.
It makes sense. If you're actively involved and seeing your contributions make a difference, you're not just going to disappear.
Exactly.
Oh.
And this model isn't just for alumni associations, Any organization that needs strong relationships with its stakeholders could benefit from this.
So, corporations, nonprofits, professional organizations, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Think about a company using Jumbo to build an online community for its customers. They could share feedback, connect with each other, even collaborate on new ideas.
Or a nonprofit using it to rally support for a cause, using gamification to encourage donations and volunteering.
Exactly. The possibilities are huge. And Jumbo gives them the tools to do it, managing events, discussions, content sharing, all of it.
Speaking of content, they really highlighted this innovation sharing aspect. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's about creating a space where alumni can go beyond just networking. They can collaborate on ideas, share best practices, even work together to solve problems.
So, like tapping into the collective brain power of the alumni network to drive innovation.
Exactly. They have specific features built for this too. They have this digital library extension where alumni can access resources and documents. It's like a specialized library just for them.
That's really cool. It's like they're creating an environment where learning and collaborating continues even after you graduate.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about Jumbo's approach. It's not just about recreating the college experience online. It's about building a platform for lifelong learning, growth, and connection.
And they're not just throwing stuff out there and hoping it works. They're tracking it all with their analytics, seeing what sticks and what doesn't.
That data-driven approach is so important. It lets organizations see how people are using the platform, find areas for improvement, and constantly refine their strategies.
Now, one thing that really stood out to me was Jumbo's focus on data privacy and security. They seem to be taking that really seriously.
Absolutely. And that's so crucial nowadays. People are more and more concerned about how their data is being used and protected. Jumbo is upfront about their commitment to privacy. They don't sell user data. And their platform is built with security in mind from day one.
It makes sense considering they're handling things like alumni contact info, career histories, even donations.
Exactly. That focus on privacy is how they build trust with users. When people know their information is safe, they're more likely to be open and authentic. And that leads to a much stronger and more engaged community.
So it seems like Jumbo is checking all the boxes, right? Fostering belonging, driving innovation, prioritizing privacy and security. But with any new technology, there are going to be challenges as they grow, right?
Of course. One question is scalability, for sure. Can they keep this personalized, high-touch approach as they get millions of users? And how do they ensure the platform stays inclusive and welcoming to everyone, regardless of their background, beliefs, all of that?
Those are really important questions. It's easy to build a strong community when it's small and everyone's similar, but as it grows and becomes more diverse, it's harder to keep that cohesion and shared purpose.
Absolutely. But honestly, from what I've seen, Jumbo seems to be handling these challenges thoughtfully. They're getting feedback from users, constantly tweaking the platform, and looking for ways to improve their approach.
And they're still relatively new, right? They're a young company, always innovating. It'll be interesting to see how they evolve as they grow and reach more people.
Definitely. I think we've covered a lot here. What are your main takeaways so far?
I'm really struck by how Jumbo is pushing the boundaries of what an online community can be. It's not just about connecting. It's about empowering people to do things together, to learn from each other, to make a difference. And they're doing it all in a way that's engaging, personalized, and secure.
I totally agree. That's what makes Jumbo so interesting, I think. They're not just building a platform. They're building a movement. A movement toward more connected, engaged, and purposeful online interaction.
And that's a movement I can definitely get behind. But before we wrap this up, I wanted to get your thoughts on something you mentioned earlier. You talked about Jumbo as a potential paradigm shift. Do you really think they can change how we think about online communities?
I think they have the potential, yeah. They're challenging the idea that online interaction has to be shallow or controlled by algorithms. They're all about genuine connection and purpose-driven engagement.
And we've seen that translate into tangible results, like Bank of America's increased customer retention.
Right. But think about the bigger picture. What if every university had this thriving online alumni community? What if corporations could tap into the collective wisdom of their customers? Co-creating products, solving problems together, that sort of thing.
It's a pretty exciting idea, like taking the best parts of real-world community collaboration, support, shared purpose, and amplifying it with technology.
Exactly. And making it accessible to people no matter where they are or what their limitations might be. Jumbo's creating a space where people who might feel isolated can connect and contribute.
We've talked a lot about the positives, but are there any potential downsides or challenges for Jumbo as they grow?
Well, of course, no technology is perfect. One concern is maintaining that quality of engagement as the platform gets bigger. Can they stop the micro communities from becoming echo chambers or losing that personal touch as they grow?
And what about content moderation? How do they keep the platform safe and inclusive for everyone?
Those are definitely issues they'll have to deal with. But they seem to be proactive about it. They're all about transparency, user feedback, and fostering a positive community culture.
It seems like their success depends on finding that balance between the power of technology and the human side of community building.
For sure. Technology can help people connect and make a bigger impact, but it's the people in the community who build those relationships, share their knowledge, and work together.
It's like that saying, it takes a village. Jumbo provides the digital village square, but it's up to the villagers to make it thrive.
I love that, and I think that's a great takeaway for our listeners. When you're exploring Jumbo and thinking about its potential for your community, remember, it's more than just a platform. It's a journey of community building.
And like any journey, it takes effort, planning, and a willingness to learn and adapt. But the rewards, stronger connections, more impact, a deeper sense of belonging, make it worth it.
Absolutely. Who knows? Maybe Jumbo will spark a whole new era of purpose-driven online communities.
That would be incredible. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Jumbo. We hope you found it helpful and interesting. If you want to learn more, check out their website, request a demo, or even brainstorm how Jumbo could transform your own community.
Happy exploring.
You mentioned Jumbo as like a potential paradigm shift. Do you really think they have the power to, you know, change how we think about online communities?
I think they have the potential. Yeah, definitely. They're really challenging this whole idea that online interactions have to be superficial or, you know, driven by algorithms. Jumbo's focus is on genuine connection, that purpose-driven engagement we talked about.
And we saw how that played out with Bank of America, right? That increased customer retention they got.
Exactly. But think about it. What if this was happening everywhere? What if every university had this awesome online alumni community that went beyond just donations and networking? What if companies could use the collective knowledge of their customers to make better products, solve problems together?
It's a really cool idea, right? It's like taking the best parts of real-world communities, the collaboration, the support, the shared goals, and making them even stronger with technology.
Exactly. And it makes those connections available to everyone, no matter where they are or what their limitations might be. Jumbo's giving people a space to connect and contribute, even if they might feel isolated otherwise.
We've talked about all the good stuff, but are there any downsides, challenges Jumbo might face as they grow?
Well, yeah, no technology is perfect, right? One thing to think about is how they'll maintain the quality of engagement as the platform gets bigger. Can they prevent those micro-communities from becoming echo chambers or losing that personal feel as more people join?
That makes sense. And what about things like content moderation, making sure the platform is safe and inclusive for everyone?
Yeah, those are definitely things they'll have to deal with. But they seem to be on top of it. They're big on transparency, getting feedback from users, and building a positive community culture.
It seems like finding that balance between technology and the human element of community is key for them.
Absolutely. Technology can help people connect.
I hope so. Well, that's it for our deep dive into the world of Jumbo. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little inspiring. If you're interested in learning more, head over to their website, request a demo, or even just start thinking about how Jumbo could change your community.
Yeah, happy exploring.
That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.